Mary W. Shelley, The Last Man, narrated by Carl Mason. Volume 1, Introduction. I visited Naples in the year 1818. On the 8th of December of that year, my companion and I crossed the bay to visit the antiquities which are scattered on the shores of Baiae. The translucent and shining waters of the calm sea covered fragments of old Roman villas, which were interlaced by seaweed and received diamond tints from the checkering of the sunbeams. The blue and pellucid element was such as Galatea might have skimmed in her car of mother-of-pearl, or Cleopatra, more fitly than the Nile, have chosen as the path of her magic ship. Though it was winter, the atmosphere seemed more appropriate to early spring, and its genial warmth contributed to inspire those sensations of placid delight, which are the portion of every traveller, as he lingers, loath to quit the tranquil bays and radiant promontories of Baiae. We visited the so-called Elysian Fields and Avernus, and wandered through various ruined temples, baths, and classic spots. At length, we enter the gloomy cavern of the Cumaean Sibyl. Our Lanzaroni bore flaring torches, which shone red and almost dusky.